When most people picture emergency preparedness, they imagine a single heavy pack slung over a parent's shoulders, holding everything a family might need. That image works fine until you add children to the picture. A parent trying to carry supplies for two, three, or four people while also holding a scared child's hand quickly discovers that one bag cannot do it all. This is where a child's own bug-out bag comes in. A bug-out bag, sometimes called a grab-and-go bag, is a packed kit ready to grab the moment you need to leave home fast. It is built to keep a person going for roughly 72 hours, the window that often covers the first and most chaotic days of an evacuation. For adults, the logic is straightforward. For children, it takes a little more thought, because a child is not simply a smaller adult with smaller needs. A child has different physical limits, different emotional needs, and a different way of experiencing a crisis. This guide is written for the parent or caregiver preparing on behalf of a child. It walks through why a child benefits from having their own bag, how that bag differs from yours, how to size and pack it to what a child can actually manage, and how to account for comfort, reassurance, and safe reunification if you ever get separated. The goal is calm and practical preparation, the kind a thoughtful parent does quietly ahead of time so that a stressful moment feels a little more familiar. By the end, you will be handed a tiered packing list you can adapt to your own child. Let us start with the reasoning, and build from there, why a child needs their own bug-out bag. In an evacuation, the smoothest outcome comes when each child has their own bag. This is not about giving a young child a burden or making a crisis feel heavier than it is. It is about spreading responsibility in a way that actually helps everyone move faster and calmer. When a child carries a small, lightweight bag of their own, several good things happen at once. The first is simple physics. Every pound a child can comfortably carry is a pound that comes off the parent's back. In a real evacuation, you may be walking farther than usual, moving quickly, and carrying other things too, perhaps a younger sibling or important documents. If one adult is trying to haul supplies for the entire family, that adult tires faster and moves slower. Distributing even a modest amount of weight across the family keeps the group more mobile and less exhausted. The second benefit is emotional, and it matters more than people expect. A crisis strips away a child's sense of control. Everything familiar is suddenly changing, the adults around them may seem tense, and the child has little say in what happens next. Giving a child their own bag hands a small piece of that control back. It is theirs. They chose to pack some of it, they know what is inside, and they have a job to do. That sense of ownership can steady a child in a way no amount of reassurance from a parent quite matches. A child with a task feels less helpless. The third reason is the most practical of all. When a child has a dedicated bag, their specific needs get packed on purpose rather than shoved into an adult's pack as an afterthought. It is easy, when you are filling one bag for the whole family, to focus on the big survival items and forget the small things that keep a child fed, dry, occupied, and comforted. A separate bag forces you to stop and think about that particular child, their age, and what they actually need to get through three difficult days. How a kid's bag differs from an adult's. It is tempting to think of a child's bug-out bag as a shrunken copy of your own. It is not. The difference runs deeper than size. An adult bag is built around a capable, full-grown person who can carry significant weight, solve problems on the fly, and manage complex or even risky gear. A child's bag is built around someone smaller, more easily tired, and more easily frightened. That means a child's bag is packed for two things an adult bag treats as secondary, the child's physical limits and the child's emotional needs. Where your bag might prioritize heavy-duty survival capability, a child's bag prioritizes items that are light, safe for their age, easy for them to reach and open, and reassuring to have close. Comfort is not a luxury in a child's bag, it is part of the core function. IT works alongside your bag, not instead of it. One point deserves to be crystal clear: a child's bug-out bag is a companion to your own, never a replacement for it. The heavy lifting of survival, the tools, the bulk of the water, the serious supplies, all of that still lives in the parent's pack. The child's bag holds the lighter, personal, and comforting share of the load. Think of the two bags as working together. Yours carries the family through the emergency. Theirs carries the child through it, gives them ownership, and lightens your burden just enough to keep everyone moving, sizing and packing for a child. The single biggest mistake parents make is packing a child's bag as if the child were a small adult. The defining challenge of a kid's bug-out bag is weight. A child can only carry a small fraction of their body weight comfortably, and comfortably is the key word. A pack that feels fine for the first 10 minutes can become unbearable after an hour of walking, and a child who is worn out, sore, and complaining slows the whole family down. Worse, a child who cannot manage their own bag will simply hand it to you, and then you are carrying it after all. A common guideline is that a child should carry no more than about 10% of their body weight, and even less for the youngest children. For a 40-pound child, that means the entire loaded bag, pack and contents together, should land in the neighborhood of 4 pounds. That is not much. It forces hard choices, and those choices are the whole point of thinking this through in advance rather than in a panic at the door. Fit and function matter as much as weight. Weight is only half of the sizing question. The bag must also fit the child's body. A pack that is too large will sag, shift, and throw off their balance, especially if you are moving over uneven ground. Straps should sit properly on their shoulders, and the bag should ride close to their back rather than hanging low and pulling backward. A well-fitted light bag feels almost like part of them. A poorly fitted one becomes a fight. Less than/P just as important, the child needs to be able to work the bag themselves. They should be able to get it on and off without help, open the main compartment, and reach the things they are most likely to want. If a child has to ask an adult every time they need something from their own bag, the sense of ownership disappears and you are interrupted constantly. Simple closures the child can manage on their own make the bag genuinely theirs. Match the bag to the child's age and ability. A bug-out bag for a toddler and a bag for a school-age child are very different things, and they should be. A toddler cannot really be expected to carry meaningful survival weight or manage complicated gear. Their bag, if they carry one at all, is tiny and holds mostly comfort items and a few lightweight personal things. In truth, for the youngest children, the parent is still carrying nearly everything, and the child's little bag exists mainly to give them something of their own and a small sense of participation. A school-age child is a different case. They can carry a bit more, understand more about what is happening, and take on real responsibility for their own bag. Their pack can hold some personal supplies, a share of their own comfort and food items, and a few things that help them feel capable. As children grow, the amount they can carry and manage grows with them, and their bag can gradually take on more of their personal load. Through all of this, one principle holds steady. The parent still carries the essential survival load. The child carries the lighter, personal, and comfort-oriented items. You are not trying to make a self-sufficient miniature survivor. You are building a bag the child can actually handle, one that helps rather than hinders, and one that leaves the heavy responsibility where it belongs, with you. Comfort, reassurance, and identification. Adult bug-out bags tend to be all business. They focus on survival, slash survive, protection, slash protect, and problem solving, because that is what an adult needs to get through an emergency. A child needs those things too, but a child also needs something an adult bag rarely accounts for. In a crisis, a child's emotional state is not a side issue. It can shape everything, from how well they sleep to how easily they can walk, eat, and follow instructions. This is why comfort and reassurance belong at the heart of a child's bag, not at the edges. Emotional comfort and a sense of normalcy. When home is left behind and the routine is broken, a child looks for anything familiar to hold on to. Familiarity is calming. Having a few comforting, familiar things close by can be the difference between a child who is scared but managing and a child who is overwhelmed. These items do not take up much weight or space, but they carry enormous value in the moment. They give a child a small piece of normal life to carry with them into an abnormal situation. Beyond specific comfort items, the bag itself can support a sense of normalcy. Things that keep a child gently occupied, that give their mind somewhere to go besides fear, help hours in an unfamiliar place pass more easily. A calm child is easier to keep safe, and easier to move quickly when you need to. Planning for a child's emotional needs, slash topic slash mental health, is not softness, it is smart, practical preparation that makes the physical parts of an evacuation go better too. Identification and reunification. There is one safety layer in a child's bag that has no equal in an adult's, and it deserves careful attention. In a chaotic evacuation, families can become separated. Crowds, confusion, and fast decisions all raise the chance of losing sight of a child, even for a caregiver who is doing everything right. Preparing for that possibility ahead of time is not pessimism. It is one of the most caring things you can do. A child should carry information that helps them be identified and reunited with family if you are separated. What form that takes depends on the child's age. A very young child cannot be relied on to recite a phone number or explain who they belong to, so the information needs to travel with them in a way that a helpful adult or responder can find. An older child can carry and use that information more actively, and can be taught what to do and who to look for. The aim is simple: if the worst happens and you are apart, the path back to each other is as short as possible. Preparing the child, not just the bag. A bag full of thoughtful supplies still falls short if the first time a child sees it is during a real emergency. The goal is familiarity. When a child already knows the bag exists, knows roughly what is inside, and understands in age-appropriate terms why the family has it, the bag becomes a source of comfort instead of a signal that something is terribly wrong. You can do this without ever frightening a child. Younger children respond well to framing it as their special adventure bag, something just for them to carry if the family ever needs to go somewhere quickly. Older children can handle a more honest and matter-of-fact conversation about emergencies and why being ready helps. Let them help pack the parts that make sense for their age. Let them practice putting the bag on and taking things out. The more ordinary the bag feels in calm times, the more steadying it will be in a hard moment. Preparation done gently, ahead of time, is what turns a stressful event into something a child feels ready for, making sure you have the right supplies. A child's bag is only as good as what goes into it. Everything in this guide, the ownership, the sizing, the comfort, the safety, comes down to the choices you make when you actually fill the pack. And those choices are a balancing act. You are weighing genuine survival needs against the very real limit of what a child can carry, and against the comfort items that keep a child calm enough to get through it. Get that balance right and you have a bag that truly serves your child. To make those choices easier, the packing list below is organized into three tiers. Vital items cover your child's core survival and safety needs, the things that matter most in any situation and should go in first. Recommended items add protection and comfort suited to the conditions you are likely to face, rounding out the bag once the essentials are set. Optional items support morale and help with longer or harder scenarios, the extras you add if weight and space allow. Treat the list as a starting framework, not a strict rulebook. Every child is different in age, size, strength, and temperament, and every family faces its own set of likely emergencies. Adapt the tiers to your child and your circumstances, always keeping that weight limit front of mind. With the reasoning now behind you, here is the tiered packing list to build from. Remember that the bag is only half the job. A child who is calmly familiar with their bag and the basic plan is far better prepared than one meeting it for the first time in an emergency. So build the bag, but do not stop there. Involve your child in an age-appropriate way, let them help pack it, and practice wearing it during calm, ordinary days. That quiet familiarity is what turns fear into confidence when it counts. Take a little time this week to put the bag together and complete the related preparation challenge. It is a small, steady effort now that gives your child something powerful later, a sense that they are ready, and that you thought of them.